their church, Pete Hegseth. And what Tallarico has done is he set up this dichotomy. He says, well, you know, those Christian nationalists, all they want to do is kill people. And the poster child for that is War Pete. That's why I have a real problem with War Pete. He really is a poster child of hate, of death. And so Tallarico is right about that. But Tallarico is not offering people what Christ offers them. And he's not offering them the gospel either. But we've gone back to the point, what it tells us about our society, folks, is that Christians are failing to get the most important message out. The good news about Christ, why he died, what he accomplished in his death. I mean, here we are at Easter, right? And we're back to pagan Rome, where they accused the Christians of cannibalism because of what was said about communion or the Eucharist or whatever you want to call it. The fact that Christ said, you know, do this in remembrance of me. This wine is my blood and, the bread is my body. So it's cannibalism. They're eating flesh and blood. That is basically what the New York Times and the Austin Statesman are doing with all this stuff. Now, it's really talking about not living for yourself, but living for Christ. And, you know, we were told that in the last days, people would become lovers of self. That is the antithesis of what they're talking about. So again, the discussion on this podcast that had the pastor who is the pastor of the home church in Tennessee that Pete Hegseth goes to, they were talking, the discussion included prayers about God, quote-unquote, killing him. This is the way it's presented by the Austin Statesman. The guy's name is Brooks Pottinger, I guess is how you pronounce his name, a pastor at Pilgrim Hill Reform Fellowship in Tennessee, the home church of Hegseth, criticized Tallarico during a recent episode of his podcast, Reformation Red Pill. And again, this is metaphorical, but it is profound ignorance of the press and our society that he can exploit this and say that they want to kill me. And people believe that. But it is pure demagoguery on James Tallarico's part. Again, I know that the PC, the Presbyterian Church, PC USA, is about a century ago that there was this fight over the inerrancy of Scripture and they picked the wrong side. And so the denomination split at that point and then they split again in the mid-20th century. So PC, the Presbyterian Church, the PC USA, has gone down a very different path. But I don't think they're so far down that path that they don't know this. So either James Tallarico gets an F at seminary, or these people are even worse down that path than I thought that they were. But again, he is basically the leftist version of Hegseth, because what he is selling is a different kind of nationalism. He is a big proponent of LGBT, he's a big proponent of transing kids, he's a big proponent of abortion and all these social issues, and he dresses it up and baptizes it with the fact that, oh, I'm in seminary. And it is these people like him, if you go to their churches, they've got their rainbow flags that they put up, right? It's a kind of nationalism, isn't it? And of course, if you go the other direction, like Pete Hegseth, you can go to churches like Hagee's Church in San Antonio. They've got flags of Israel. Both of these people are selling you something that is fundamentally not Christian, is not following Christ. They've got their idols. Their idols are the things of this world, the kingdoms of this world. Their idols are themselves, in the case of the left. You know, they are looking at this and saying, Tallarico says, well, yeah, my grandpappy told me that there's two commandments, and that is true. That was he had a guy who asked Christ. He said, "So what is the most important thing to do?" He says, "Well, the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then to similar to that is to love your neighbor as yourself." Except what these guys are saying is, "Well, I think I'm God. I can decide what is right and wrong. I can decide that there's not just male and female, but there's all these gradations in between. So I'm going to reorganize creation in contradiction to God's design. And I'm going to redesign marriage in contradiction to God's design. I'm going to do all these things. And I'm going to do it to please myself." and I'm going to love myself. I'm not going to love my neighbor and tell them where we stand before God without Christ. I'm not going to tell them that. I'm not going to tell them how to make peace with God and who they need in order to make peace with God. You know, when we look at this, as I said before, when we're talking about the third temple, there's not going to be a third temple, folks. They can build whatever they want, but it won't be a temple. You know, the Jewish religion hasn't been practiced since the temple was destroyed. And it was sacrificial. And it was messianic. They lost the sacrifices when they lost the Messiah. The blood of bulls and goats can't take away sin. It's simply a picture of Christ and what he would do. He is the Lamb. I went, many years ago, I went to a Passover Seder with some friends who are Christians, Messianic Jews. And they went through and they explained what the current, the modern Passover meal for Jewish people is like. And it's amazing, all the pictures of Christ in it. It truly is. Throughout Passover, it was all a picture of Christ. And so, you know, when you look at the dispensationalists who make an idol out of Israel and say, well, you know, we've got a, this is all about what's going to happen. The future is all about the Jews. It's not. The future is about Christ and the